A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, do you not know that a little yeast leavens all the dough? Clear out the old yeast, so that you may become a fresh batch of dough, inasmuch as you are unleavened. For our Paschal Lamb, Christ, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast, not with the old yeast, the yeast of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw that the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial clothes there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and with the cloth that had covered his head. Not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Christ is risen from the dead. By death he conquered death, and to those in the graves he granted life. Christos vos kres eis met vii, smetius met poprav, Iisus im vochrobi, živo darova. Christ is risen from the dead. By death he conquered death, and to those in the graves he granted life.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, with this Easter message, we might find ourselves looking at maybe some disappointment or despair, while others will look to great hope and expectation, which the Easter joy and the Easter mystery should bring to every one of us. Some of us, this represents aggression against the values of freedom, dignity, and democracy. And in the light of everything that is unfolding in our world, some places that don't know peace, whether it be Ukraine, whether it be the Gaza Strip, whether it be some regions in Africa, whether it be even in our own cities, in our own country. You know, I got caught in a protest yesterday over here on Market Street. I was driving, and there were people that had signs, and one woman, she was seemed very proud to be carrying this sign, "Most Foul." And I had my foot, you know, on the gas. "Excuse me, officer, but it really was a spasm, you know?" But that is our freedom that we have. Love them or hate them, we have the freedom in our country to do what people do, to protest, whether it's good, whether it's not so good, whether it is. But we have the freedom to do that. And though in light of the unfolding events in our world, many of us find ourselves asking, what lies ahead? And the question is not a new one for humanity. It's likely that Adam and Eve, after losing their place in the Garden of Eden, asked the same question. Their descendants have sought answers whenever fear and uncertainty have overtaken their hearts and their lives. And that question was felt deeply by the disciples when the Roman governor Pilate, violating all principles of the law, unjustly condemned Jesus. The disciples especially felt it during his journey to the cross and crucifixion. Will there be salvation? Will there be a miracle. What will happen next? None of them knew how the story of the Messiah would end. It would only end with a cross and with a tomb? No. Despair and fear overwhelmed the disciples. Some fled in fear and others sought to leave Jerusalem altogether and as quickly as possible journeyed to Emmaus. While others gathered together, but the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. And they anxiously, they were awaiting their future. How familiar these feelings are to us, especially now, when the world that has proclaimed that so many of the democratic values that we witness misunderstanding and divisions that are seem to be so strong. But what lies ahead? When the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." Here is the answer. Here is the answer from our God and our Savior. Jesus comes as the risen one. He brings resurrection and he bestows his peace upon us. Yesterday in our church, at our Easter vigil, we had three young individuals, three young people come into our church. And it is a part of a national trend, not only here in the United States, but in places that you would not know, that you would recognize. France, the eldest daughter of the church, as she used to be called. France has had an uptick in converts and coming into the church. England, Canada, young people who are realizing that I am searching for something in my life, and Christ can give it. Christ can fulfill it. My life is empty. Where do I go? Find Christ. We believe in God who is the Lord of life and history. We believe in him who became one of us, a person of faith. And a person of faith is neither a realist, nor a pessimist, nor an optimist. A realist in viewing the difficulties of the world seeks to retreat to a place where these challenges are less evident. A pessimist has already surrendered internally and cannot experience true freedom. An optimist may live in an illusion about the world. But a person of faith, regardless of circumstances, knows that the Lord is the God who acts in the history of humanity and in our own personal history. It is in this faith that inspired St. John Paul II in 1978 at the very beginning of his pontificate when the world was so divided by a Cold War. To say in his inaugural speech, words that ignited the hearts of many with the grace of the Holy Spirit, "Do not be afraid. Open the doors to Christ." All of our hope is in the risen Jesus, our Savior, our hope who is the Lord God. We may not have answers to the question of what lies ahead. We may not have answers to those questions. And reflecting on the experience of the way of the cross and the crucifixion, we see that no one had certainty. Yet, we cannot yet see the full picture of human history, which is composed in small events, pebbles that form the entire mosaic. But we place our trust in the one who reveals the ultimate picture of world history, Christ who conquered death, the darkest stone that humanity placed before God-man. Jesus is the resurrection and the victory over death. On this joyful Easter day, I greet you in celebration of the victory of God-man. Today, together, we proclaim the world words of hope and joy. and we proclaim those to the world. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon the graves bestowing life. Christ grants us life. He is our victory. He is our assurance of our salvation. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? Christ is risen. Truly, Christ is risen. May God bless you.